Starting July 1st, Chicago will join Seattle in requiring hotels to provide all housekeepers with panic buttons, portable devices they can press to call for help and sound an alarm if they're assaulted or harassed by a guest. A city ordinance was approved in Chicago last October, in Seattle in 2016. Now, you probably remember when, in 2011, then head of the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, was accused by a hotel worker of sexually assaulting her in his suite at the Sofitel Hotel in New York. Criminal charges were eventually dropped. He resigned and reached a settlement with his accuser. But there are many, many more cases that don't make headlines. Eli Dar is a hotel housekeeper in Seattle at the Westin there. Eli, hi.
Hi.
And Abby Lawler is a researcher with United Here Local 8 in Seattle. They've been advocating for these panic buttons. Abby, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
And Eli, you were approached by a guest who made an unwanted overture to you?
Yes. At that day, I'm doing turn down.
Turning down the beds?
Yeah, turn down. The guest said, okay, come in. I come in. And then I felt the guest on my back. And then the guest hugged me. I'm so scared. I turn around and then I push him. And then I run away. And then the guest calling me, come back.
If you hadn't been able to push him away, something might have happened.
That's why I pushed away, then I had time to run out that room.
You ran away, your manager called security, his key was changed, and he was then forced to come down and talk to people about what had happened. He apologized for it. Were charges ever filed against him,
yeah,
by the way?
No, because I don't know what to do because I was new.
Yeah.
I'm so scared, you know. I can't sleep. I didn't forget.
You were scared and you couldn't sleep. It had an impact on
you. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, Abby, I've always wondered about this, you know, walking into strange rooms with strangers in them. It is brave work that hotel workers do. Abby, how often does this happen?
So we did a survey in Seattle of housekeepers, similar to the survey work that happened in Chicago leading up to the legislation there. And we found that 53% of housekeepers, so a majority of women working in this job, had experienced some form of harassment.
Walking around in bathrobes that are open, coming to the door with nothing on. It doesn't have to be physical contact.
No, we saw guest nudity was the most common experience. Verbal harassment, guests soliciting housekeepers was also a frequent occurrence. And then incidents of groping and cornering and other forms of physical intimidation and harassment.
We're reading in the Chicago Tribune about the rollout there of what's already been underway for a while in Seattle. There's hotels like EMC2. Anyone whose job requires entering guest rooms, it can be an engineer or a room service staff, they get a button fob. But that hotel has robots that, you know, bring snacks to the room. So they're a little more maybe forward there, whereas some of the hotels in the Hotel Association in Chicago tried to push back the July 1st deadline for hotels to have these buttons because they said installing them costs a lot of money, training people how to use them costs a lot of money, and it's more complicated than people think. So how's it going, Abby, in Seattle?
And unfortunately, we've seen similar resistance here. Eli, at the Westin works for Marriott. Marriott is the largest hotel company in the world. And they're also a member and a contributor to the American Hotel and Lodging Association. And what we've seen in Seattle is that the American Hotel and Lodging Association has filed a lawsuit and has been fighting in court to block this law, to try and get out of providing panic buttons and other protections. You know, to us, these are common sense protections that workers need, and we seem to disagree with the industry on that point.
Well, but Seattle's law goes beyond Chicago's. It bans guests from hotels for 3 years if a worker makes a sworn statement accusing them of harassment. Eli, what would you want to tell your employers? If you had that button, how would you feel?
Safer because easy to use. Just pull out the key and then make very noise sound. Maybe the geese gonna shock too because they don't know I have that protection.
It would send a signal to people that would help you, but it would also send a signal to the person, the man that might be attacking you. Abby, it is also true, though, of many people who work in hotels. They may have reasons they don't want to go report. They may be afraid of losing jobs that are supporting kids. They may be undocumented. They may be in a trafficking ring, and they don't want to bring attention to themselves. Could do it for them.
Yeah, I think it's up to a worker. You know, if they want to call the police, if they want the hotel to call the police on their behalf, it may not be the best thing for them to contact the police in that situation. And so giving them more options and also giving them a device that's, you know, do you need help or not? That's the only question. Workers don't then have to, they know what the process is and they don't then have to justify on the back end of, okay, well, what actually is going on and what are you experiencing?
Yeah. Eli, what are your fellow housekeepers saying about the panic buttons? Do they feel safer?
Yeah, very safe for us. Because if you have no time to run away, no time to save yourself, then the last chance to use the panic button.
Well, Eli Dar, again, a housekeeper, Abby Lawler, researcher with United Here Local 8, her union in Seattle, and the hotel panic buttons will be used in both Seattle and Chicago starting July 1st. New York City is also using them through their union. Abby, Eli, thank you both so much.
You're welcome. God bless to
thank
you.
Thank you, Robin.